As you know, I'm not Isaiah. He did good last week, didn't he? Good. He did good. I asked him, I went to Vegas and went to California. There was a coach, one of my JUCO coaches. He was an assistant, but he had been coaching for 50 years. He was being inducted into the Hall of Fame out there in California, so I went out and supported him and stuff. So it was a good trip. Good trip. But you did good. Did good. Put your faith into action. Amen. Y'all ready for the word? Okay, let me get it. Starting a new series today. My shut up series. First one is shut up and pray. It's about prayer. Sometimes when we get in the midst of God and we're confronting him, we start confronting him with all our problems. All of them. And you know what the Bible says in James? Be quick to what? Hear. Other versions say, be quick to listen. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. But sometimes we start saying, we start complaining. We start griping about this person, that person, whatever, Lord, this is going on. And we don't ever hear from God. We don't ever allow God to speak back to us. We don't sit there and get still and listen to his voice and what he's telling us to do. Because I told you before, it's like when we're going to other people or what have you, and we hear something from somebody else and we feel the need to say something to other individuals, the Lord might be telling you, don't go there. Because he might be dealing with the situation himself. And sometimes we can end up messing it up and jacking all that stuff up because it's already under the blood. God has got them on their way, and then somebody has you go and say these things. This is why I say, from person to people, powerless. But from God to man or woman to the people, powerful. The Holy Spirit is not going to drop hints here and there. But Lord, I've been dropping all these hints everywhere, and they're not picking them up. God never told you to drop a hint. That didn't come from God. That came from somebody else. That's why it doesn't have the impact that it needs to have, because it isn't coming from the Lord. Praise God. Aren't you glad I'm back? No, sorry. Isaiah can cheer you up. But I'm just trying to help you to walk into what he's already given you. Fullness. And the enemy loves nothing more than to weaken you. Water it down for you. God is always wanting to engage in conversation with you. When I say always, I mean always. He's always speaking. He's always talking. We need to turn our receivers on and receive from what he's saying to us. Get quiet. Be quick to hear. Hear the voice of God. Be quick. He wants to tell you something. We got to be quick to listen, quick to hear. He's wanting us to be dependent upon him, not dependent upon people, but God, his word, his statutes, his righteousness. Be dependent upon him. He's wanting to show you his plans for your life. So let me ask you a question. When was the last time you seriously got into the presence of God? When was the last time that you were just flat out laid out, prostrated on the floor, and was saturated in his presence and by his presence? If it's been a while, we're going to get back to that. Starting next week, next Monday, we're going to be doing a 21-day fast until Easter, Resurrection Sunday. And that's for everyone corporately to do that. So when we do it, you're going to cut out this, cut out that. No. We're just going to seek him. We're going to seek him wholeheartedly like we've never sought him before. Seek him. I'll open up the church because most of the time I work from home. I'll open up the church. We'll have it. You can come out and pray throughout the day. On your lunch, you can come out and pray. We'll have some music on. Go after it. Whatever you need to do, I'll be out here all week. But we're going to seek his face corporately. You can schedule your time, whatever. You need to get away from things. Things are hectic at the house. Come on out. I probably won't be in here if you're in here. I'll be in here when you're probably not in here. I don't want to run into you. You know, sometimes, again, here's the thing. A lot of people like to talk. And there's nothing wrong with talking. I like to talk sometimes. But sometimes we can get distracted in that. If that's what you're coming to do, let's get it. Because I don't want to distract you. I don't want you to distract me. I don't want you to take anything away from what God is trying to do in my life. And I'm not trying to do that in yours. So when you come out, you can have, if it's just you, it's just you and God. Get after it. Can you turn some air up here, please? Starting to sweat. What's that sweatshirt you use? All right. Total focus is on him. In a believer's life, prayer is a lifeline for the believer. It's a key essential to living this life. Prayer brings back everything. Prayer brings everything back into its proper place. What this life is really about. It's not about all the tangibles that we may have. It's not about the influence that you may have over others. It's about getting deeper in your relationship with Jesus. And when you do, you get to hear his voice clear. It becomes easier to say no to the things and to people that may distract you from him. And prayer is one of the greatest weapons against the enemy. So if you're not praising and praying, I can see why people are walking around looking defeated. God is a lot closer to you than you think. And sometimes you can feel distant from him. Sometimes you are needing to hear him. And then there are some times where you can get so angry with the way things are going on in your life. But he's never left you. He's been there the whole time waiting for you to get into his presence so he can reveal who you truly are. You within yourselves, not much, but God living in you. That's a powerful combination. God living with you. But it's important for us to humble ourselves before the Lord. The disciples had asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to get closer to the Father. Teach us how to stay connected to the Father. Teach us no matter what happens in life. Teach us what matters most. And Jesus didn't disappoint. He gave them an outline on how to pray to the Father. We heard that in our first song. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Teach us how to pray. Prayer is a powerful weapon, a powerful weapon. The word, the church, you don't ever have to feel guilty when you're praying to the Father for anything. According to his word. Don't ever let anyone let you feel guilty about praying for something that Jesus has already provided for you through the cross, through his blood. The word of God will correct you. God will be generous towards you. He will show you things to come, but you have to take the time to get into his presence. God is worth every second we give him. He's worth every tear that we may shed in his presence. He is worth every breath, every word that we may speak while we're in his presence, because he cares for you. He loves you. He chose you before the foundations of this world. If you got your Bibles, open up to Jeremiah 29:10. It says, this is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home. See, the Lord is talking to the prophet Jeremiah, and earlier in this chapter, about some of the false prophets and diviners were deceiving the people. They were giving out words that the Lord had never given them to say. In the previous chapter, in chapter 8, Jeremiah condemns Hananiah because he prophesied that Babylon's captivity will be 2 years, and it really wasn't 2 years. You see how many years after this. He said, God never sent Hananiah to say those things. And I'm not sure who sent Hananiah to say those things, but see, sometimes people can get deceived when they're saying things. It wasn't from God. That's why from God to man to the people, powerful. From man to man. Here's the thing. You don't know if you're going off of stolen information because somebody's just trying to pay back evil. You don't know if they're holding a grudge. You don't know if it's something that they just want to just sow discord. You don't even know if it's gossip. You don't even know if it's true. You haven't heard it firsthand. From God to the woman or to the man. Powerful. But God made sure to let Jeremiah know he didn't send him. Because God says after 70 years, he will come and do for them all the things he had promised. After 70 years of captivity, he will come and do all the things that he had promised. When God promised you something, you better believe he will deliver. He's promised you restoration. He's promised you healing. He's promised you deliverance. He's promised you his grace and his mercy. He's promised you these things. They're for you. They are for you. In every aspect of life, they are for you. You just got to yield yourself to him. Get out of getting your own way. If you've been trying to get your own way, get out of the way and allow God to be God in your life again. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Get out of getting your own way. Did that years ago. I'm happy, happy, happy. Why? Because I can rest in his promises. That's a lot of work. Just ripping and running, doing all this other stuff. That's a lot of work. Just rest. We labor in his word. Believe what I've asked for. I believe it and I receive it by faith. Come on. You know what? He starts bringing these things to pass. You got angels working on your behalf. I got a sweater work? No, he'll get it. I'm going to continue on. I'm going to continue to be busy about his work. I don't have to tell this person over here. I don't got to tell this person over here. I don't have to tell that person there. Do this, orchestrate this, all behind the scenes. Nah, that's hogwash. Rest in his promise. This is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years. There it is. Hananiah had prophesied 2 years. He was short 68 years. But then I will come and do for you all the good things. Everything that God is going to give you is going to be a good thing. I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. Next verse. For I know, here's our scripture, right? Here's our scripture. Well, that was for Jeremiah. That's for you because God knows the plans that he has for you. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good. Come on, say that. Come on, because that's yours. It's plans for good and not for disaster. But sometimes God will bring this evil. Plans for good. And not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God has given you. If what you're experiencing is disaster, it is not from God, but he can turn that around. For those who are called according to his purpose, and for those who love him, do you love him though? Sometimes we can love ourselves more than we love God. We can love getting our way more so than loving his way. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, tells us, trust in the Lord in all your ways and acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But it also says, lean not into your own understanding. Here's another one. Don't lean into somebody else's understanding. Don't lean into that person's understanding. Lean unto his. It's going to work out better for you. I don't know about you, but I like getting results. You know, if I'm taking a test and I'm looking at the Cliff Notes and the Cliff Notes is making me fail every single time. Y'all remember Cliff Notes back in the day? It just summarizes. That doesn't work. None of that is on the test. Why? Because you have to thoroughly go through it. Go over those notes. Go over the textbook. Go over those things and what you've been learning. The enemy will sometimes give you some Cliff Notes. Did God really say? He'll test you. He'll tempt you. When God promised you something, you better believe he will deliver. And honestly, sometimes I hope we don't do, I don't believe anybody in here does that. Thank God. But sometimes we can act like spoiled little brats when they don't get their way. Like a 2-year-old at the checkout counter wanting some candy and you say, no, I want it. I'm going to scream. I'm going to throw myself on the floor and just throw a tantrum in. Y'all know you've been there before, right? My wife is so nice. She'll come back with groceries and all this candy in the cart. How did that get in there? Kids, yeah. Fill it up. If God is saying no to you, it's because there's something better that he wants for you. Or maybe you're just not at that place to where you can receive it. Or maybe it's something else. But I guarantee you, the plans that he has for you are good ones. They're to give you a future and to give you a hope. It's a good plan. He knows the plans for each and every believer. So if you think you're done, even at your age right now, for some, well, I'm just done. People could be done being retired, but you're not done. God's not done with you. When you're done, he'll receive you home. Why? Because you can invite that young person out to lunch and pour into them, speak life into them that are going through some stuff. You become that prayer warrior that people need in their life. You become that person that leads that Bible study. You become whatever it is. God's not done. You might be done on your job, but God is not done with you. Moses thought he was done. God called him at 80. Can you imagine that? 80 years old? Imagine doing something at 80. Tom, how old are you? You just getting started, man. All this work, yeah, you just getting started. Think about that. Was that me? Y'all hear that? That was me? My gosh. Take it off the cheek. You just getting started. William, you just getting started. More work? No, just labor in his word. These are my golden years. Labor in his word. The battle's his already. Randy, labor in his word. You're not done yet. God has something for you. Andy, Mr. Brown, labor in his word. You're not done yet. Who else is young? Mr. Miller, labor in his word. God's not done yet. Mr. Thompson, labor in his word. God is not done yet. And we're thinking we're done. Have you ever heard somebody say, I'm done? It means you're fed up. God won't say that to you until he calls you home. I'm done. Well, if you're done, be done with the things of this world. If you're done. Be done with the evil that comes in and just tries to rip things apart. Be done with that. Be done with the sickness that you've been putting up with. Be done with that. But never be done with the things of God, because they are going to benefit you for the rest of your life. Amen. I'm done. I'm done with worship. They're not playing the song that I like. Whoa. If you humble yourself before the Lord, every song can minister to you. If you humble yourself, you come enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Every song that they sing up here will minister to you. But you're done. I'm done with church. I'm done with this Bible study group. I'm done with the ladies group. I'm done with the whatever group, youth group. We're done. We're just going to get up and leave. And then you go to another church, or you don't go to church at all. And I just pray for those people, because somewhere down the line, they weren't really done with God. It's just the enemy was whooping them so bad. They didn't have any other option. If you ever get to that place, run to him, not away from him. Run to God, and he'll still find you out, because he'll send somebody across your path. I thought I was running away from God, leaving California. I don't want to accept this call. I was told when I was younger, prophesied over, that I have a call in my life. Look what I'm doing. I was done. I just want to hoop, want to go overseas, come back, get my little sports academy, what have you. Let's go. Right. The plans that I have for you are plans for good. Not evil. Not for disaster. They're for you. And they're good ones. Each and every person in here, it doesn't matter what your past was or is and what's going on in your life, he's got good plans for you. Well, I messed up. Join the club. The church is filled with some jacked up people. Join the club. But they're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So if you're still beaten up over your past, let it go. That's the enemy doing that. Let it go. Let it go. Next scripture. It says, in those days when you what? God will do what? We all may have some storms that may last for a long time or a short period, whatever. Whether you're in that storm, in captivity, whatever the case may be, when you, even when you're in it or when you come out of it, God is still listening. We need to get to the place to where we listen. And then when we speak, he's still going to listen. That's the confidence that you have in him with your relationship with him. He's going to listen. Lord, I don't even know how to pray. Well, start with listening. And whatever he speaks to your heart that is lined up with the word of God, because the enemy will throw a few things in there too. And sometimes your mind will. But God will always say something that lines up with his word. And when he does, act on it. Yes, sir, I can do that. And do it boldly. And do it with confidence. And then when you act on it, come on. Lord, what is it you want me to do? Where is it you want me to go? I'll go to Budapest. No, it's fine. But send somebody across my path. Or let me come across somebody else's path so that I can be a blessing to them, so that my feet is prepared in the gospel of peace and I can bring some good news because I don't have hammer time on my feet. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace. In those days, when you pray, he says he will listen. This is something Jeremiah is writing to those who are exiled in Babylon. This is their assurance right here. Because God had given Jeremiah things that were coming to pass to speak prophetically over them, and they started to see it come to pass because what Hananiah was saying wasn't coming to pass. They were discouraged. They were confused. But when God gives you something to say to somebody else, there's no confusion there. He is not the author of confusion. His word begins to come to pass in their life. And he says, if you look for me wholeheartedly, what would happen? 21 days. 21 days. If you look for him wholeheartedly, you will find him. We got to reserve, or I would say, purpose in our heart that we're going to see him, seek him wholeheartedly. All the distractions. You can leave your phone out there. Boom. Bring your Bible in. I'll have some soft music coming on, some worship or what have you. If you don't want it, just let me know. I'll turn it off and you can just sit and saturate it in his presence and get after it and seek him wholeheartedly. He says he will find you, or you will find him. But we're the ones that were lost. And he found us. But he's not trying to hide from you. He wants to be connected to you. He wants to have that relationship with you. He says, you will find him. He says, I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you, and you and sent you, and bring, and will bring you home again to your own land. Oh, I don't need glasses. No, I'm not confessing that. Lord, I thank you that I can see clearly since the rain is gone. Because it's going to be a bright. No, you catch that? No, I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. The Lord will end that storm. Just surrender to him. We can keep ourselves up in our own storm. And he's just surrender to him. Give it up. Let it go. Give it up. Surrender to him. Surrender, surrender, surrender to God. God can hear you even when you don't open up your mouth, because he knows every thought that comes across your mind. He knows every thought. God listens, so we just have to get to the place to where we are sensitive enough to listen to his voice. You want to know the secret on how to hear God's voice? Title of my message. Shut up! That's rude. But it's true. Be quick to listen. Be quick to hear. Stop running your mouth. Bumping your gums. Listen first. Listen to what he's saying, speaking to you, right here. And then you can engage. Be quick to listen. The Holy Spirit doesn't go around dropping hints here and there. He don't do that. Implying things indirectly. The Holy Spirit's very direct. So if there's something that you need to say to someone else, let it come from him, not from someone else. When you do it from person to person, to another person or to people, powerless. I don't want y'all to be powerless. The Satan wants you to be powerless. God doesn't want you to be powerless. He wants you to be powerful in him. From God to you, to someone else. I'm telling you, it's going to change some people's lives. You could be praying and the Lord may drop something on the inside of you. You send a text to somebody. Man, that was exactly what I needed today. You could be online and you might post a scripture or something. Need this today. You could be on the phone. I mean, you're getting ready to go somewhere and then you call somebody up. He prompts you to call someone up. This is what the Lord wanted me to tell you. Man, I needed that today. Why? The gift that's on the inside of you is not for you. It's for someone else. And the enemy loves to occupy you, keep you distracted, so that you can't be that gift to someone else. You can't be that blessing to somebody else. And there's someone who's struggling that is needing something. Lord, I need and not that I need a sign, but they're needing something. They're needing help or whatever the case may be. And yeah, the enemy got you being a distraction to other people. Powerless. He needs you to be powerful in him. There were times when I was the youth pastor. Tom, can I use you as an example? Wanting to get this is on my heart. Planned it out. Man, we need some laser tag. The kids love laser tag or what have you. Lord, we need to, I don't like doing fundraisers. I hate it. Y'all don't understand. I didn't like it. Tom would come. Anything you need for the lock-in? I said, yeah, we're looking to get some laser tag. This company out in Iowa allow us to use it for a week. Cost about $500. He sold it into me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Tom. Why? He was listening. The Lord can use you any kind of way he wants to, but it will always be to bless somebody else. But the enemy wants you distracted. Distracted. 21 days. You can pray at home. You can come here. Starting March 31st. Because this is on the 20th, right? It's 21 days. And if you want to start early, that's fine. You want to start tomorrow, that's fine. You want to start today, that's fine. But get down and do some business. Seek him wholeheartedly, and you will find him. He's going to reveal himself to you if you expect it. Get into his presence and don't allow distractions to come your way. If it do, block them out. The enemy knows this time is coming up. And he's going to cause a lot of distractions in these last days. You're going to see it. Watch. Block him out. And get ready. Get ready. Get ready to continue to walk all over him. Get ready to come in here packed. Get ready for worship to be taken to another level. Get ready for the preaching to be taken to another level. Get ready for your study time and your connection, your Bible studies to be taken to another level. Get ready. Every area of your life, another level. Why? Because God made you a promise. And he will always deliver on his promise. Get ready. He promised you healing. Promised you healing for Randy. Stick with it. Don't you back down. Just because you see circumstances come to... When I say no flying monkeys, you know what ended up happening right after that? Flying monkeys. No fly zone. Guess what happened? I just sit back and I just watch. Why? Because people don't ever come, they don't ever link when they do it to what happens after. And the enemy only comes to do three things. I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying for them. Sometimes I want to pray for them. I caught myself. But I'll be praying for them. Choose to be a vessel. That's a choice. Be a vessel for God. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Be a vessel for God. Days. What's the next scripture I gave you? Did I give you another one? 1 John 1. See, if the enemy tries to bring stuff up in your past, it says this right here, but if we, what, confess our sins to him, to God, he is faithful and just to do what? Forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why do you think when I say from person to person? Because that person may not have known that you may have already done this. That person don't know that you're already on your way. And now somebody's just doing it just to control, just to get at you, just to distract you when God's already forgiven you. That's invoking fear when they're trying to do that. And fear will paralyze you. So that's from the enemy. That's not from God. When it's from God, you'll know. You will know. You will know without a shadow of a doubt. And then that person will be like, you know what? You're right. When it's from the Lord. But when it's from another person, that could be stolen. That could be a half truth. It may not even be a half truth. It could be a 1/16th truth. And embellished on something. You don't know. But God knows. And he will always instruct and correct and rebuke and train through his word because it's inspired by the Holy Spirit so that every man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do every good work. So you don't have to sit around waiting with a script. It'll be deposited right here by the Spirit of God. Powerful. From him to you, to the people. Powerful. I didn't tell Isaiah to say anything. last week. I just asked him if he would preach. I was trying to find somebody. Maybe I'll preach on Sunday and then leave and then come back. I was planning on coming back like Friday. Quick trip. He goes, no, I can do it. Preach whatever the Lord puts on your heart. From God to the people, person to the people, it becomes powerful, even if it's short. Some of y'all had a nice lunch. But it becomes powerful. Why wouldn't you want to live that every day of your life? Think about it. You know the enemy don't take breaks. You ever notice that? He does not take a break at all. Always trying to stir up chaos. It's like, doggone. This is the reason why we got to put on the full armor. So that we can stand against the enemy's strategies. Ephesians 6. You got that on there? No. What I gave you, that. Y'all ready to confess this? Ready? Read. I will be strong in the Lord and in his power. I put on all of God's armor so that I will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For I'm not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against mighty powers in a dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, I put on every piece of God's armor so I will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, I will still be standing firm. I stand my ground, putting on the belt of truth and the armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, I put on the peace that comes from the good news so that I will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, I hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. I put on salvation as my helmet, and I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, every single time I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And after that, it even says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Come on. Every day, put on your armor. Powerful. Are you serious? That's mean, well, I haven't had. Powerful. Well, I don't have to do it. I'm not an adult. You're in college. You need to do it. I've been in college. There's a lot of stuff going on. Crazy stuff. I had not ever been out here to Kansas. At my JUCO, I had a bunch of schools that were wanting me to come. I prayed about one. And the Lord showed me in a dream. Fraternity doing some demonic stuff. It was crazy. I was like, I didn't know where it was. I didn't know what school it was. I get here and I'm riding with a friend on my team. And I said, stop right there. Because all I seen was the outside of the building. That's the place that don't go there. Do not go to that party. Whatever they're doing, don't go there. All right. I was like, this tripped me out. But I'm thankful that the Lord showed me that. Because, you know, when you're young, you're sometimes dumb. And people will invite you places and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, yeah, I don't need to go there. When you have that check right here in your spirit, listen to it. When you have that on the inside of you, listen to it. God is trying to tell you something. He's trying to show you something. That's the first time I ever had a dream like that. But I'm glad I didn't go. And now they're just apartments. Thank you, Jesus. Crazy. I don't even know what fraternity it was. Satan vs. Satan? I don't know. That's a clear indication. But see, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will show you things to come. He's your counselor, your advocate, your helper, your comforter. You can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit every single day. Lord, how do I do it with my children? Holy Spirit would tell you. Go grab that 4-inch leather belt. No, it's fine. Get that switch off that. Y'all ever had to get a switch off the tree? You had to pick out the weapon that was going to be used against you. And we would think we're doing something by getting the little flimsy one. Those things hurt worse. And we tried to get so creative and hide all my dad's belts. Didn't matter. Because my dad had a tool belt. And on that tool belt, he had a thick, round belt with holes in it. We couldn't win. We started bending all the clothes hangers. Don't let them get an extension cord. You straighten up. You pick out your own weapon. But no weapon formed against me, Mom. Pray. Be quiet when you get before the Lord and allow him to speak into you. Read his word and allow him to speak to you. I like to read the word out loud. So I can hear it and stuff like that. So I'll read out loud. And then when I read, I have a hard time of not getting up and preaching. It takes me a while to do a passage because then I'll just start getting up and preaching. And I try to record it because I'll be saying some good stuff. But then I'm more focused on the recording than so I just leave it alone. Days. You can start it this week at your home and then next Monday. 31st, church will be open to come on out. And if you need the church open this week, that's fine. Just let me know. We'll open it up for you. Amen? Come on. If there's anyone here who's never given their life to Jesus and they want to do that for the first time, they want to make him your Lord and Savior. And if you want to do that right now, just raise your hand. And we'll pray with you. If there's anyone here who's needing healing in their body right now for any ailment, anything that is going on, it doesn't matter what it is. I don't know if God can do this for me. I don't know if God can do that. God can do anything he wants. He's healed you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. If that is you, it doesn't matter. Don't be ashamed. If that is you, raise your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we speak healing. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see those hands. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing. And in all those people who raised their hand right now, Lord, we are in agreement for full healing in their body in the name of Jesus. So we speak to that body, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Be healed right now. Whatever ailment, pain, we command it to go away right now. Headaches, we command to go away. Migraines, we command to go away. Back pain, we command to go away. Neck pain, we command it to go away right now in the name of Jesus. Organs, we command you to work properly. In the name of Jesus, the women his shoes, we command to work properly. We thank you for healing in your body. Styes, we command it to be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How you feel, Janice? Amen. Amen. We're in agreement. So any of these ladies in here, you can talk to. Miss Brown, powerful prayer. Denise, you got Vicky as well. You got Camden. That's it. You can name and go on. We have Dara. We have Kristen. You have Shayna. You have Kath. You got a lot of people. Luann, you have a lot of people that are in agreement with you. And the word of God says, wherever two or more agree concerning anything on earth, it shall be done by my Father in heaven. We're in agreement. It's not going to end the way the enemy wants it to end. Because I'm not backing down. And neither will anybody in here. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Randy. We thank you for his life, his health, and his strength. We thank you that even though the enemy may have brought that upon him, and that may have happened because we live in a fallen world, it is not your plan for him. Because your plans are good. Cancer is an evil plan. That's from the enemy. It is not from you, Lord. That is not something that you're using to teach him a lesson. And we thank you for healing and restoration in his body and his neck. We thank you for those cells that you have placed on the inside of him are fighting back. And we do that with the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, y'all ready to leave? I got another message if you want me to preach it. Why did you say Mr. Brown? Y'all stand. If you're ever around Mr. Brown, he's pretty funny. Get around. He has such a good heart. Yes, ma'am.
The video that Shayla posted about their arrival in Houston, if you want a copy of it, it's amazing. Because the wording says, shut up.
Yeah.
You don't have anything.
I've never seen that. There's a video out there? Okay. Awesome. It's kind of appropriate for today. Come on.
I wanted to get the name of the third song that we sang today. Randy's Prophesy.
What is it? What did we say? Oh, yeah. Amen. Feel it. And here's another thing. I said, if y'all get scriptures, and you can print them out, put them all on in his house. Confess it. Act on it in his room, wherever he's at.
Do I understand that they go to the Willie George Church? It's that was founded by...
Church on the Move?
Church on the Move is yeah. Where they go. Amazing people there. Mm-hmm.
Good.
That makes it even more exciting to pray when you know they're in agreement with what you're praying.
Nick and Beth went there to see Shayla and Randy 2 weeks ago when they went to church with them. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah. That's good. Whit's a good man. All right. Why don't you grab your neighbor's hand? And I'm going to give you 30 seconds to pray for the person on your right. Or what have you, pray for one another. Ready? Go. Pray. Father God, what's on your heart? All right, now pray for the person on your left. Father God, we thank you. We as your children, Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you for being able to hear you, your voice, which is more important. Help us continue to do that on our daily lives, so where we hear your voice and not just hear it, but we act on what you said to us. Help us continue to be a light, a pillar of light in this community, in our homes, within our families. And we just thank you for every person here that may be going through something. Lord, we just believe that you will bring it to rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless y'all.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.